Cashew nut is actually a nut that's rich in oil and has distinct flavor. And today it's used mainly in South and Southeast Asian cuisine and also used for, you know, various types of chicken and vegetarian dishes of Southern India. Hi, this is Anita from the Dusty Roads Podcast, which is all about living your life as a global citizen. The other day, I was talking to my sister, who has really gotten into Korean dramas, and she was saying how much she enjoyed the historical dramas. And as we were talking, she was talking about this drama she was watching and how they were worried about smallpox and some other diseases coming in. And I pointed out to her and I said, you may not realize this, but you know, it was a lot of the traders who brought a lot of these diseases with them around the world. And this is really quite an interesting thing about how a lot of the Western traders that would come to, you know, parts of Asia in particular, and they would bring these diseases that were never before known in Asia, and they would bring it to those parts of the world, and they would end up with the disease. Kind of similar to what we've recently experienced with the COVID pandemic. But some of the things which they did bring with them, which most people may not realize, are some of the nuts which are used so much in Asian foods. Both peanuts and cashew nuts were introduced by what most people believe were the Portuguese and Spanish traders. The peanut is actually native to South America, and the cashew nut is known to be native to Brazil. And this is what's really interesting about these two nuts, and I want to talk today a little bit about this and some of the impact that trading has around the world, because it really shows how something that was not once native can be so adopted into another country that it can have such an effect upon the food and other things. If any of you have ever been to China, you know, even Hong Kong, Vietnam, Cambodia, you will realize that one of the foods, that nuts that they use a lot in their dishes is cashew nuts and peanuts. In fact, peanuts are used an awful lot in Vietnam, and it's one of my favorite nuts. Peanuts are known to grow in tropical and subtropical regions around the world, but the peanut is actually native to the Western Hemisphere or South America. And it was really thought that the peanut spread across the globe when Spanish and Portuguese explorers discovered how versatile the peanut was, and they started to carry it on their ships as a food to trade. Portuguese traders introduced the peanut first to China in the early 17th century or during the China's Ming Dynasty. The peanut was first introduced to Fujian province at the start of the 17th century, but by the end of that century, it spread to other parts of China. So this is kind of a great example of how, you know, the Spanish and the Portuguese traders, they saw the peanut and they said, oh, this is a, you know, great tasting nut and we need to, you know, share this with other people and this is something we can trade. And how they introduced it to China and then it became popular throughout China. That's why you find, you know, throughout all of China, even in inland China, you'll find a lot of dishes which use peanuts. And, you know, peanuts is an essential part of any of the dishes. You know, China ruled Vietnam for 1,000 years. So when they ruled Vietnam, of course, the Chinese brought with them a lot of the foods and a lot of their cooking technologies and other things. So we can assume that it was probably also the Chinese who helped ensure that the Vietnamese cuisine included nuts in it, such as the peanuts. You know, American missionaries were said to have introduced the Virginia peanut in the middle of the 19th century. You know, I've always found it fascinating that, you know, that you could see these signs of boiled peanuts in when you, you know, when I drive through Georgia. If anyone drives through Georgia and you'll see on the interstate, there'll be the signs say, boiled peanuts. And I actually once was so curious when I was driving through Georgia and I said, I'm going to go in and see what these boiled peanuts are like. And it was just almost exactly like the same peanut that you can find throughout Asia, particularly in China and in some places of Vietnam where they take the peanuts and they boil them in the same way that these peanuts are boiled in a place like Georgia. There's almost the identical peanuts, almost boiled exactly the same way as the Chinese and the Vietnamese have adopted. You know, peanuts have actually became a great food source that is found throughout all of Asia. It's considered a staple in many Asian dishes. you know, in Vietnam and in Vietnam dishes, you find peanuts in all kinds of salads and, you know, everything from peanut dipping sauce for the Southern spring rolls to all other types of stir fries and other dishes. You know, so peanuts have become such an integral part of, you know, Vietnamese and all types of Asian food that you'd almost think that it was something that a food that had been native to Vietnam. But actually, peanut is an example of a food that the Vietnamese adopted, and it was not native to them, but it was a food that they that was brought to them by some of these explorers, traders, missionaries, and others, and they found a way that they could use it within their cuisine. You know, and it's interesting, too, that these same Spanish and Portuguese traders also introduced other crops to China and Asia, including sweet potato, maize, potatoes, peppers, tomatoes, pumpkins, and tobacco. You know, many of these crops are also considered to be staples throughout Asia and for Southeast Asian cuisine. You know, I know tomatoes is a very important crop that's used here, you know, as is the peppers, you know, all the green, the yellow, the red peppers, the hot peppers, the spicy peppers. Of course, you know, Thai food would not be Thai food today if it wasn't for the hot chili peppers, which were traded into Thailand. It's very interesting how this peanut actually traveled around the world and is now such a highly, you know, integral part of all these food and cuisines in this part of the world. Another example, too, is the cashew nut. And, you know, today you find a lot of, you know, cashew nuts in Asia, and they're actually grown in Asia. And I think that Vietnam today may be one of the largest exporters of cashew nuts in the world. And this is because that Vietnam is said to be producing 3 to 4 times more cashew nuts than other places like India. A cashew nut's another nut that you'll find throughout Vietnam and throughout all of Asia. Though I must say that the Chinese will use a lot more cashew nuts in a lot of their dishes than and their stir fries than I've seen in Vietnam. But many of the Vietnamese dishes tend to favor more of the peanut. And I'm not sure why that is. Maybe, you know, the peanut has just always been a cheaper nut, or maybe it's just that they prefer a better the taste of the actual peanut itself. But even though you will find cashew nuts throughout Vietnam, you will find, you know, also in, you know, in Thailand and other parts of Asia too. They are also a lot more expensive than the peanut even today. The cashew nut is also not native to this area. It is a nut that is native to northeastern Brazil. But during the 16th century, the Portuguese traders introduced cashew nuts to India and to some Portuguese colonies in Africa, such as Mozambique. And so for centuries, these, you know, adventurous Portuguese sailors, they came down, you know, from the Indian coast, and they brought with them, you know, this wonderful tree that was known as the cashew tree. And this tree that produced this wonderful nut, which was known as the cashew nut. And it was from there that the cashew nut began to take these deep roots in the coastal regions of India. You know, even today, if you go to India, you will find that the cashew is used a lot of their traditional dishes. That the, you know, the cashew is a very important nut in India, even today. So most people assume that the cashew nut also came to Southeast Asia through maybe some of the Indian traders that came this way, that they also brought the cashew nut with them. You know, this is such a great example of how these early explorer and traders were not really afraid to, you know, to bring something or to try something new or to trade something that would then became essentially native to the areas in which they were trading these different types of plants and different type of products. It is a, you know, the cashew nut is actually a nut that's rich in oil and has distinct flavor. And today it's used mainly in South and Southeast Asian cuisine and also used for, you know, various types of chicken and vegetarian dishes of Southern India. So here are these two nuts, both the peanut and the cashew nut, that are not native in any of these areas, but are certainly now very integral and very important food that is being used in Vietnam, China, Thailand, Cambodia, and all throughout this area here, and including, you know, parts of India and other places, that these nuts have become very essential to the food in this type of the world. I also love the fact that for many of these products, like the Southern peanut, you know, was brought by the missionaries, the cashews was essentially brought by a lot of the Spanish and Portuguese missionaries too, that a lot of times, you know, they didn't bring these products necessarily for trade. It might have been for comfort. I know for me, having lived in Asia most of my life, I essentially do the same thing that they did. When I go home to the United States, I will buy all the things that I want that will help to make my life more comfortable over here in Asia, things that I know that I can't get, or maybe I can get it, but it's at a real premium price. And I will bring it in here and I will use it here. And I know, like almost everyone else I know that's so-called an expat or living overseas, will essentially do the same thing. You know, whether you're an expat from India, you might go home and get your favorite spices and bring them in. Whether you're an expat from Europe, you may decide, I'm going to try to bring in my the best cheeses I can find, or, you know, other things that I know I can't find here. Or whether you're like for me from America, and you look to bring in those things that you know will be hard for you to get. You know, we are essentially today, as, you know, foreigners who are living overseas or people who are living as an expat, we are essentially doing the same thing that these missionaries did. So in a way, it's not so different what they did according to what we're doing today. We will find, you know, those things we want, and we will essentially bring them in to make our life more comfortable overseas. And that seems to really be the truth for many of us that are overseas here, that, you know, we love to live overseas, but at the same time, you want to have some of the same comforts of home. And so, you know, these peanuts and these cashew nuts that were, you know, trading or they were bringing in, it didn't even necessarily have to be about trading. It may just be that they really loved peanuts and they saw the way that peanuts could be useful. So they brought them and they thought, yeah, let's see if we can grow peanuts over here. If this is going to be my home, you know, for maybe the rest of my life and I want peanuts, maybe I'll bring some peanut plants and grow them. And it just started taking off from there. And they started finding ways to be able to harvest them to the point where they became extremely important crops in this part of the world and have really been dictated the taste of the food throughout this part of the world now for many, many, many years. And I see this most clearly in a place like Vietnam, where almost every Vietnamese dish or most of the dishes that you have in Vietnam, a lot of them will simply have peanuts in them. I know that I eat a lot of peanuts here, you know, far more peanuts than I would, you know, in the United States. You know, we put peanuts in everything. You know, peanuts is in almost all the Vietnamese salads. You know, peanut dipping sauce is used for the spring rolls. You know, peanut could be cooked together with a lot of, you know, meat and other dishes. So peanuts are very much an essential part of food over here throughout all of Asia. Even though it's a food that's not native, most people assume that it is a food that is native to this part of the world because it is such an important and essential food for so many of the Vietnamese and other dishes. In fact, I believe it could be said without the Spanish and Portuguese traders, food in Asia as we know it today and as so many of us love simply would not be the same. A great example of this is Thai food. The first Westerners came to Thailand were the Portuguese, and they came in about 1511. The Portuguese, you know, brought with them a lot of their best loved recipes for custards, where instead of using milk, they try to use coconut milk. And so today there's custards being made in Thailand. But one of the most important influences for Thai food came in the 16th or 17th century, where they brought with them the small red chili pepper that was brought to Thailand from the Americas. You know, this is really interesting because today, one of the great things that most of us know about Thai food is the hot and spicy flavor. And that hot and spicy flavor comes from those hot red chili peppers that is put into the Thai food. It is such an essential part of the Thai food that many of us assume that red chili pepper has always been in Thailand. But the truth is, it hasn't. Just like the peanut and the cashew nuts that were brought to this part of the world, so was that hot red chili pepper that is so famous today for the different types of Thai food. So that is what might surprise you, that the spiciness for the Thai food really came from this hot red chili pepper that was brought to the Thais by, again, the Portuguese traders when they came to Thailand. Another group that also had the influence on it were the Indians. And as we know that the Indians probably brought the cashew nut to, you know, many parts of Asia when they received it from the Portuguese and others, is that Indian food actually has had a lot of influence on Thai food and other foods throughout Asia, especially Cambodian foods and you know, even foods here in Vietnam. And one of the things that the Indians brought with them was curry. And another thing which is really famous for Thai food today is when we think of Thai food, a lot of times we think of the green curry, the yellow curry, the red curry, and we think of curry as being an essential part of Thai food. The Vietnamese themselves also have some curry dishes, which are, you know, essentially a, you know, traditional Vietnamese dish, which is a curry dish. And, you know, and also in Cambodia, you can find some curry. But it was the Indians that came to Thailand and to this other parts of the world in the 13th century and beyond, and they would trade here again, and they would, you know, bring with them their curries, because again, it's the same thing. When you go to another country, you want to be able to bring your comforts of home with you. Just like, you know, I do today when I go home, I bring some of my comforts of home with me to make sure I have it here with me. These traders were no different. So they were bringing their spices with them. So we can really thank the Indians today for helping to bring cashew nuts to this part of the world and for the wonderful spicy flavors that we have today in the Thai food and the Vietnamese food and some of the other foods today. You know, the Indians also brought with them a lot of the herbal medicine. So many of the herbal medicine plants and other things found throughout in Thailand and other parts of the Asia would have also come from them. You know, this is so interesting that when you think about food and you think about the food as we know it today, that it really is kind of a blending, even back then, of many of these different countries, cultures, and these people that they brought things in that then the Vietnamese, the Thais, the Chinese, the Cambodians, the others, they all started to adopt as to have part of their own. And it very soon became such an integral part of their own food that we really don't know the a difference between where the foods came from. And we assume that they're native to the areas when they are not. This shows us that food is very much an integral part of a country's history. That when you look at the food in a place that you go visit, it may have a historical aspect to it, as do the peanuts, cashew nuts, and Thailand's hot red chili peppers and other types of fruits and vegetables. Thank you so much for listening to the Dusty Roads podcast, which is all about living your life as a global citizen. Check out our blog, abusonadustyroad.com. We'll put a link below in the description so that you can easily find it. If you have any questions or anything that you'd like to hear us discuss, we'd certainly love to hear from you. Feel free to go to our contact page on our blog and to find out more about ways you can contact us. Thank you so much for listening. We hope that you will share this with your friends and also subscribe to our podcast.